zone, number 1855, Kirk Salvo, KH Sussex LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district to a C3 heavy commercial zoning district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.51 acres, more or less. The property is located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 954 feet west of Angola Road, also being the southwest corner of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Angola Road, and being on the west side of Angola Road, approximately 250 feet south of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 11, Parcel 5609, 5603, and 5602. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, a site plan, an exhibit booklet, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and the results of this DLDOT service level evaluation, which did not require a TIS as it is a rezoning. We also received one letter and support. Let me get there. And that is from Nick Carter. He would like to offer a favorable opinion for the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing on August 23rd regarding the zoning change from AR1 to C3 for the parcel at the corner of Route 24 and Angola Road. The parcel is on a lighted corner with heavy traffic. Access could be from both 24 and Angola Road and would be ideally suited for commercial within the growth along Route 24. As the Sussex County population continues to grow, more commercial services will be necessary. Sincerely, Nick Carter. And then we also have an email from Dan Kramer to all commission members. You have on the agenda listed CZ 1855. They want to change the zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial zoning. You cannot change the comprehensive zoning map just because you want to change the zoning. It is not appropriate, and these districts do not exist in the current 2008 comp plan. I request this to be read into the record. And so he has concerns, and he's in opposition. So there's one in support and one in opposition.
Before we go, I would like to address that because we do have those new zoning districts. As I think probably you all may know from going through the comprehensive plan as it pertains to the county, that 2008 plan doesn't dictate or mandate any particular zoning districts. If you look at Table 8, which is tied to the future land use map of the 08 plan, it only identifies recommended densities and uses within the low to medium density and so on categories. And I would suggest by using the term recommended, the zoning districts listed there are only given as examples. It's not an all-inclusive list. And even within those categories, there is reference to, quote, new zoning districts. But since there was no all-inclusive list that you'll find anywhere in the plan, that the county's just limited to these zoning districts that existed in 2008, there's nothing that prohibited us from creating new zoning districts in the plan or require us to amend that all-inclusive list in the plan. The other thing is this one is C3 highway commercial, and the purpose when you look at that new zoning classification, it's auto-oriented retail and service uses along major arterial roads that serve local and regional residents. And if you read what was a permitted use in the environmentally sensitive developing area in our current plan, because you have to look at the text of the plan, it actually says retail and office uses are appropriate, but larger shopping centers and office parks should be confined to selected locations with access to arterial roads. So really the purpose of the C3 mirrors the text of what's a permitted use in the environmentally sensitive area in our plan. I just don't feel that there's an issue there because the comprehensive plan, if for 10 years you were only limited to what it said in the plan, you'd be stuck, you know? I mean, it's a guide for what you want to do, but it doesn't limit you to only those things that you state you want to do. You can certainly go beyond that and do other things as well. So.
Okay, thank you. Everybody clear? All right. Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And if you permit me, I'm going to pick up where Mr. Robertson just left off. I'm going to skip ahead for just a second and say that within the text of the findings of fact that we typically submit to allow the commission to have a matrix to work from, we make a reference to the pending plan and to the current plan. This application was filed in the early part of this year, and we were between comp plans and commercial ordinances, and we had the opportunity to elect either to be CR1 or C3. We elected to be C3, and I'm not saying that we should have that election here, but just for purposes of clarity, and again, in support of what Mr. Robertson said, under the 2018 plan, assuming for a moment it doesn't go over into 2019 or 2020, it's generated its own life. The C3 heavy commercial zoning is an applicable district in the coastal growth area, which is where this property is. So we're going to have a whole lot of new nomenclature for things that are coming up in the future.
We are.
With that in mind, let me introduce for you, I have with me Cage Salvo, Kirk, who is the owner of the property. He'll be available to answer questions later on when we get to that part of the process. Yeah, and I have Mike Ryman with me, who is from Becker Morgan, who is the engineer that participated in this process. The property is located, as was pointed out by Janelle, at the intersection of John J. Williams Highway and Angola Road on Route 24. It is an assemblage of four tax map parcels totaling 3.51 acres. It is currently zoned AR1 single family residential, subject to a conditional use, which was 1881, that was granted a few years ago that allowed for different activities that are currently existing on site. As I just explained to you a minute ago, we are proposing as the new zone for this property, CR3 heavy commercial, with the idea being that it will be a convenience store with fueling stations. So I know that earlier in the application process, I asked Mr. Robertson to tell me whether or not Tesla charging stations were contemplated as fueling stations. I haven't heard an answer, but I'm sure that as we go forward with the new zoning categories, that issue will show up and we'll figure out what they are in terms of the new ordinance. As I've pointed out to you, under the 2008 plan, we're in the environmentally sensitive developing area. Under the 2018 plan, it's a coastal growth area with a C3 as an appropriate use, and on the state strategies map, it is a level 3 property. Things that you need to know about this property are that we have submitted all the various documents that we can to help you to understand what this application is about. There are no new public streets involved. It will be a part of the Sussex County Unified District that was annexed in a couple weeks ago by the county. There is water available through tide water at this site. There are no delineated wetlands maps. And I am now going to turn this over to Mr. Ryman, the engineer, who will describe for you the site and the benefits of what we propose to do.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mike Ryman. I'm an engineer with Becker Morgan Group, licensed practice in Delaware. My number is 13772. It's not even close to exciting at all. A lot higher than his. So thank you for bringing this up. I wanted to get you acclimated to where the site is. The site is located here on the corner of Route 24. Route 24 is this way. Angola Road is here. The total area that we're talking about for the rezoning is about 3.5 acres. There's three parcels involved, one here, actually four parcels, one here, this parcel, and then a small portion of this parcel in the back, creating the continuity of the project. As Mr. Schrader said, the current zoning is AR1. However, there is currently a commercial use on the property. In the past, there was a conditional use granted for the property. It is a commercial use. There's a home construction office on the property, as well as some marina storage. So there's currently a commercial use there today. There's a number of surrounding uses that are commercial in the general vicinity. Within a mile east of the site, there's a much larger boat storage and maintenance facility. And then about 3 miles west, there's a shopping center, which includes a food line, a gas station, some banks. This is at the intersection of 5 and Long Neck and 24. That's only about 3 miles away, so there's some commercial in the general area there. There's landscape business. There's a number of commercial enterprises there. About half mile north, there's a thrift shop on Robinsonville Road. We have Baywood Golf Course, about 2.25 miles west. Peddler's Village Shopping Center is only about a mile and a half east of here. And there's been a number of residential units that are being proposed. Actually, most notably is the Acadia Project, which is across from us. And then also the Beechtree Preserve Project, which are residential projects that are in process. The proposed use, as Mr. Schrader had indicated, would be a convenience with fuel use. And this would be a use to serve the local residents in the area. There's a number of residential, as you proceed down Angola Road, this would provide an opportunity to get those things that you might need conveniently without actually getting on 24 and heading further down either east or west to those other commercial areas. We do think that provides additional opportunity for fuel that doesn't exist close by, so there's a benefit there. As for the access, we've met with DLDOT to review the plan, and actually DLDOT is proposing a pretty significant improvement at the interchange. This is from DLDOT's graphic for the project. As you can see, they're adding additional turn lanes on every leg of the intersection, and they're also realigning part of Robinsonville Road so that it comes in perpendicular. It's kind of on an angle right now. This project is well on its way with construction starting, I believe, in 2020 based on their current schedule. As Janelle's already indicated, they had stated that a TIS would not be required for the rezoning. Obviously, as we proceed through this process, we still have to go through the site plan process. We still have to submit plans to DLDOT, so there's a lot of work ahead of us in that regard. That being said, they've already told us that the access to Route 24 would be limited to a right-in, right-out access only. We're fine with that. We expected that, quite frankly. And then the full access would be on the Angola roadside. And those accesses would be pushed to the extremities of the property frontages so that they're away from the intersection and don't impact the improvements that they're making there. We're fine with that. Even though we haven't done a traffic study formally with DLDOT yet, we did actually work with them to look at levels of service and those kinds of things. We actually obtained from them the latest traffic study that they've produced in this area, which is the Acadia project there. And based on that analysis and with these improvements implemented, we actually are showing a level of service C during the weekday and a level of service D on the weekend, which is an acceptable level of service in DLDOT standards. So we don't think that this project would have a negative impact on traffic. And especially with the convenience fuel use, most of the traffic is pass-by traffic. It's folks that are already on the road and stopping in as they're going by to their ultimate destination. So we think that's appropriate in this location. As I said, this is really the first step. We have to come back. We have to get a site plan approved. We'll need ultimately DLDOT approval, Sussex Conservation District approval, Fire Marshal approval, DENREC, Sussex County Public Works, Tidewater. So we'll have to go through that full process before we're ultimately able to start any kind of construction. As it relates to utilities, as Mr. Schrader has already indicated, we were recently annexed into the Sussex County Sewer District, and actually there's a pump station about 600 feet from here on Angola Road, so we're very close to the sewer infrastructure here. And Tidewater actually has a 16-inch water main just on the other side of Angola Road, right across our property frontage, so utilities are very close by to the site. Lighting, we're going to do shielded lighting. That's pretty standard anymore, so that lighting is confined on our property. And signage will be in accordance with the sign code. And just going back, as I kind of glossed over it, I'm going to break into the slides. Just the aerial here. So this just, again, shows you on an aerial where the site is. So you can see the commercial activity that's here. And then the remaining part that we're talking about here. We did survey the property. We did have a wetlands delineation done. There's some minor wetlands down in this lower portion, but this portion that we would be developing ultimately is on the higher portion. We wouldn't be developing down in this area. We would meet all the buffers and requirements that we have to meet moving forward. So with that, I think I'll turn it back over to Mr. Schrader.
Let me resume my presentation by confirming Mr. Wheatley's recollection. I do, in fact, have a low bar ID number, Mr. Wheatley. It is 53, not 3. That would have made me
pretty close, though.
That would have made me the Chief Justice in the 1800s, I think. And I'd also like to thank Mr. Kramer and Mr. Carter for either their support or their concerns about this application. As you can see, we have a project that we would like to put on this property. We need a rezoning first. We cannot really get into any detail with you about lighting, screening, any buffers between us and adjacent residential properties. And for Ms. Stevenson, we can't even do interconnectivity at this point.
What?
And I know. But you're going to get your chance, I think.
Don't worry. I've already got my questions ready for when you come back. Don't worry.
Yeah. But those are all site plan issues, as you all know, and they're really not something that we can get into this evening. As pointed out earlier, we are in a growth area. We do think that we comply with both the old and the future comp plans. The new C3 district specifically identifies a convenience with 7 or more fueling stations as something that is appropriate for this type of area. We think we've met the burden of coming within that area. The staff report indicates that if you were to find in our favor, it could be deemed to be consistent with the comprehensive plan. And lastly, I have submitted to you proposed findings of facts for you to use as a matrix for any motion you may choose to make at a later date. I will make myself available, Mr. Salvo and Mr. Ryman, to answer whatever questions we have available.
All right, sir. We appreciate that, and we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hudson.
Thank you. I see this picture here that we have that's in our packet, and I was confused about how this ties in with this land. This 4, 5, 6 houses down.
It does not.
Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
And I understand that you'll permit me to.
Yes, sir.
See right here?
Yes, sir.
That's the end of the marine sales mm-hmm. property, and that's where we stop.
Gotcha.
These are not part of our.
I just kind of wanted to be sure. I didn't understand why that was blued out like that.
Thank you.
Because they included that one piece of property way down here.
No.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't just me. I think I understand the application. I don't think I have any questions.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Stevenson.
You just have to decide if that's appropriate for that area or not.
That's the question. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Hopkins?
I like the access onto Angola Road. I think that's a big part of the spirit of the concern for, you know, these major thoroughfares, 9, 24, et cetera, is getting on and off of those roads, and you have a traffic light to do that with. So, it seems like a reasonable spot for a commercial location, but maybe I'll be enlightened before the night's over.
If that was a question, Mr. Hopkins, the answer is yes, I agree with you.
No further questions.
No questions? Okay, staff on this end.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
None.
On this end.
None?
No, sir. Okay, I have no questions. Thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1855, Kirk Salvo? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1855? Okay, does anyone on the commission have any questions?
I don't know what they're going to do with the boat graveyard, but.
Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, that completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business.